KD Country 94 weather.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go then. What are they going to give for?
Don't miss the public auction on Saturday, November 18th, located at 627 Market Street in Portis, beginning at 10 a.m. with guns and gun-related items. There are 96 guns on the list from Ira Johnson, Marlin Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Browning, Remington, Winchester, Colt, Springfield, and many more models. Also, they'll be selling shells and other gun-related items. The following will sell at 12 noon: a Massey Harris 22 tractor, also nice 2012 Polaris Ranger 800 EFI Crew, 1999 Yamaha 595cc four-wheeler Grizzly 4x4 off-road vehicle, 2019 Can-Am Commander Max DPS. Also, following those items at the end of the auction, farm items, 3-point post hole digger, 6-foot 3-point blade, old WW cattle chute, calf cradle, 26-gallon sprayer, 6-foot Woods Brothers 3-point mower, 6-foot Ruger 3-point blade, Craftsman toolbox, and some miscellaneous tools, a couple trailers as well. Again, 96 guns selling with this auction on Saturday, November 18th, located at 627 Market Street in Portis, beginning at 10 a.m. Sale conducted by Walters Auction Realty of Portis.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 66. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 34, high of 53 tomorrow. Mid-60s Saturday, mid-50s Sunday with a chance for scattered storms. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 59.
American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, Glen Elder. They can take care of all your truck and trailer repair needs, pickup or semi, with platinum overhauls or small repairs on all models, including Cat Cummins, Detroit, PACCAR, and MaxForce. Most common clutches are in stock, and they have a 24-hour guarantee on install. They also offer performance tuning on all makes and models and have OEM software capability on all models, including PACCAR. They can service and repair your AC systems. All of this with bumper-to-bumper service and more. American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, just off Highway 24, Glen Elder.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
In the early morning hours of Sunday, November 12th, officers with the Beloit Police Department and deputies with the Mitchell County Sheriff's Office responded to a call of a possible burglary in progress. Once on scene, a chase ensued with the suspect. A short time later, the suspect was arrested and taken to jail on various charges. The suspect's vehicle had multiple items inside of it that were believed to not belong to the suspect. The Beloit Police Department asked if you are missing any items to call them to identify your property and they can get it returned to you. They couldn't be more proud of the men and women of both agencies for their fast response time and for getting the suspect in custody quickly so that they could start the process of getting items returned to everyone. If you need anything from the police department, please call their non-emergency number at 738-2203. And as always, if there is an emergency, call 911. That coming from the chief of the Beloit Police Department, Chad Lackey, posted on their Facebook page earlier this week. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 60 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Are you covered? Marketplace Health Insurance Open Enrollment is now through January 15th. Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems lets you know that you can sign up for 2024 coverage and explore your options with their certified application counselor, Connie Tyler. This service is completely free of charge. Call 738-9202. Coming up this Saturday, November 18th, the Osborne County Memorial Hospital Chili Cook-Off Cornhole Contest. Cornhole Contest begins at 1 o'clock. Chili Cook-Off Cinnamon Roll Contest, judging at 3. Chili serving from 5:30 to 7:30. Entry fee, $25. If you'd like to enter, come join the fun November 18th. Check out the Osborne County Memorial Hospital Facebook page for more details. That'll take place at 109 West Main there in Osborne on Saturday. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Hunter, across midcourt, rolls the dribble to the right side, lobs it up top. to Brock Cunningham. Couple of dribbles. Brock out to Hunter. He'll fire up a three. It's good. Three threes in the first half for Tyrese. He has 10. Texas up 7, 39-32.
And Hunter ended up leading the way with 18 points in the Longhorns' 16-point win over Rice. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. Another college hoops. We'll look at local sports. A NFL quarterback out for the season. Thursday night football matchup tonight. Cy Young winners announced in Major League Baseball, and an NBA player has been suspended. So coming up in this sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. In local sports, all the latest news and info can be found at ncksports.com. High school football playoffs and the semifinals. Brackets posted at the website. Again, Tescott alive in the MPL and six-man. They'll be at Cunningham on Friday night. Also, winter sports schedules are being posted this week. If you're looking to see where your favorite teams will be starting the season, we'll continue to update those throughout the week. In college hoops, the Wichita State women were back on the court Wednesday night facing Belmont in Nashville. Although Belmont never led by more than 10, WSU played from behind most of the night in a 75-67 loss. Treasure Job led the Shockers with 16 points as they fell to 1-2 on the season. Tonight in women's hoops, 2-0 K-State hits the road to face the defending national runner-up and number 2 in the country, Iowa, which is 3-0 early this season. Last season, the Wildcats pulled the upset at Bramlage Coliseum without Ioka Lee. They try to capture that magic again tonight in Iowa City. Tip-off set for 7:30 on FS1. Shift into men's hoops on Wednesday night. Number 19, Texas, moved to 3-0 with an 80-64 win over Rice in Austin. Also in the Big 12, BYU rolled to a 105-48 win over Southeast Louisiana to move to 3-0. Tonight in the Big 12, number 6, Houston faces Towson and Charleston, South Carolina. Oklahoma State takes on St. Bonaventure in Brooklyn. UCF hosts Cal State Fullerton. Texas Tech welcomes Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Full look at the schedule can be found at Big12Sports.com. A local programming note, we were joined this morning on the Sports Ticket by Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, to recap KU men's basketball's win over Kentucky on Tuesday night, and also a preview of the Sunflower Showdown in football with K-State this Saturday. You can go back and listen to that interview on our Sports Ticket podcast if you missed it. It's at katycountry94.com. In the NFL, the Cleveland Browns announced on Wednesday that starting quarterback Deshaun Watson will undergo season-ending surgery to repair a fracture in his right shoulder. Watson suffered the injury to his throwing shoulder, and the Browns went over the Ravens on Sunday. With Watson out, rookie Dorian Thompson-Robinson will make his second start. The Browns face the Steelers Sunday. Tonight in the NFL, the other two teams in the AFC North will square off in a Thursday night football matchup. The 7-3 Ravens look to bounce back from their loss to the Browns. They host the 5-4 Bengals in a big game. Kickoff at 7:15 on Amazon Prime Video. In Major League Baseball, the Cy Young Awards were handed out Wednesday night. In the American League, Gerrit Cole of the Yankees, a unanimous choice, getting all 30 first-place votes for his first-ever Cy Young. Cole went 15-4, leading the AL with a 2.63 ERA and 209 innings pitched. He had 222 strikeouts compared to just 48 walks. In the National League, Blake Snell got 28 of the 30 first-place votes, winning his second Cy Young, his first in the NL. Snell was 14-9 with a 2.25 ERA and 180 innings for the Padres. He struck out 234 batters and walked 99 in 2023. For more on the awards this week, visit MLB.com. Finally, in sports in the NBA, Warriors forward Draymond Green was suspended 5 games for escalating an on-court altercation in the first quarter of Tuesday night's game against the Timberwolves. NBA Executive Vice President Joe Dumars said in a statement that Green was suspended for, quote, forcibly grabbing Rudy Gobert around the neck, unquote. Dumars also noted that Green's history of unsportsmanlike conduct played a role in the length of his suspension. Klay Thompson, Jaden McDaniels, and Gobert were also each fined $25,000 for their roles in the incident. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zanker's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.